I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And just 2 weeks ago, it was the largest and most expensive scientific experiment in world history. Today, it's a broken mess, leaking helium under the pastoral fields of Switzerland and France with defective magnets. Yes, the Large Hadron Collider, the Super Collider, will be shut down for repairs for at least 2 months. It's a 17-mile-long, multi-billion-dollar machine that doesn't quite work. Dennis Overby, science reporter for The New York Times, thanks for joining us. It's probably unprecedented for something this complicated to work perfectly without a glitch, but now we've got one.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. And yes, it is disappointing to the physicists concerned. On the other hand, it is pretty much par for the course that when something this big starts up, there are going to be problems. One physicist emailed me yesterday and said that he'd been working on this and a similar U.S. project that was canceled for 25 years, and so 2 months was 0.7% of that time, and he could live with that. Literally thousands of physicists, they've been waiting a generation for this machine, and 2 months more. They were two weeks ago. They were all beside themselves. Things were going so smoothly that they thought they were going to be ahead of schedule.
Well, I hope besides physicists, they have some plumbers and some magnet repairmen. What do you make of these malfunctions?
Well, I think the CERN is still been very sketchy about the details of what happened. Basically, the magnets in one section of this big racetrack overheated. Not unlike your car radiator overheating.
Right.
These magnets are cooled to 2 degrees above absolute zero by liquid helium, which in orbits enables them to carry huge amounts of electrical current without resistance and generate the magnetic fields that steer the protons.
They're superconductive magnets, and the cold actually allows for that superconductivity to happen, right?
That's right. Yeah. And but while the magnets are running, sometimes the proton beam can get off course and hit a magnet, or something else can happen, and a magnet can warm up, and it's called a quench. And when it warms up, all this current becomes very dangerous to the magnet. They have to dump it, and they have to shut down the proton beam. But this is a common occurrence at accelerators like this, and normally it takes an hour or a few hours to recover from a quench. This time, however, apparently the connection between a pair of magnets melted, and about a ton of helium, which is about 1% of all the helium that's needed to cool the entire accelerator, leaked into this tunnel, which is
so they had to
shut down the whole thing.
Right. So some extensive repairs, but set to rest, will you please? That it is not the case that scientists at CERN are walking around sounding like Donald Duck today, breathing helium.
They're not. They're not allowed to go down into the tunnel until the helium has dissipated, because in fact you could suffocate walking around in a cloud of helium.
It's good to know. Dennis Overby, thanks so much for setting us straight on that. No Donald Duck physicists underneath Switzerland and France. Dennis Overby is a science reporter for The New York Times. He spoke to us from New York.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.